Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Tony Bender. He's an author and a columnist, plus he's the owner and publisher of the Wishick Star and the Ashley Tribune.
Talk to me a little bit about how you got involved or how you went to go to this pipeline protest. It's a Native American protest. Are you part Native American? Was this a reporting gig thing? Just talk to me a little bit how you got there, first of all.
Well, first of all, I wrote a novel called The Last Ghost Dancer. So that will tell you that I know a little bit about Lakota tradition. I don't know. I'm not a historian. I'm not an expert. But I've done a lot of reading, and I have some friends in the Native American community. And so I've always followed those issues. And I think probably more than most white guys have an understanding, or more of an understanding. So anyway, I've been following this protest. Well, I also do some radio programs each week. And I was asked last week, had I been out there? The topic came up. We were talking about it. Of course, I had an opinion. And he said, well, had I been out there? And you know, I rather sheepishly said no. And that really weighed on me. And I thought, you know, I need to go. I need to really, really go and know what I'm talking about and be sure of what I'm talking about. And so I mapped it out, found a route that wasn't going to be roadblocked, and I told both of my kids, including my son, who is in college in Bismarck and has just started a mass comm class. He's had a video camera out one time before, and he said, "You know, Dad, I'd really like to come along and video this. I'd like to do a news story for the college station." So he came down from Bismarck around the roadblock, and we met at the protest site. And I did have some friends who I would say, for lack of a better word, gatekeepers. They connected me with some people in the know, some leaders. I talked with David Archambault, the second, the Standing Rock chairman, and Paula Antoine is a organizer who was instrumental in stopping the Keystone XL pipeline in South Dakota last year. So we really were able to connect with some people who had the background, and also introduced us to just a myriad of really some wonderful people. There were, what was interesting from the news side of it, and I'll say more of a conservative news side and narrative. The narrative was, these were lawbreakers and, you know, rioters. And yet, the first people we met were young people whose job was, quote, security. Kid named Wyatt Fleury Wells and Dirk Wells. Dirk was 17, Wyatt was 20. One of them from Crow Creek, the other one from Lower Rural. And Wyatt hadn't slept for 26 hours, and Dirk hadn't slept for 20. They were gatekeepers. They were peacekeepers. They were, you know, at the gates. They were checking people because they didn't want alcohol. They didn't want drugs. They didn't want weapons. Now that's a far cry from the narrative that we heard about pipe bombs and gunshots. The effort was clearly there. This was about prayer. This was very spiritual. Prayer was a big part of their day. There were sweat lodges. Everyone we met, to a person was peaceful and kind and generous. It was, we saw school kids from Lower Brule, and they were making signs. So this wasn't this big radical uprising that it's been made out to be. But I want to say that the tribal elders really, really, really want to keep this. I think, you know, virtually all of them want to keep this peaceful and prayerful. And then I think they understand the optics of this. And then you have people who are younger and a little more fiery, and they attach themselves to equipment and have been a little more aggressive. Just like, you know, on the other side of it, the government, you know, the state government, certainly, I think they've said some intemperate things that have not helped the situation. But there's some other people that have been good. And what was interesting to me was the respect that the natives, to a man that I met, showed for the law officers that were there doing a very difficult job, and there was great respect there. And they felt that the respect was returned from those law officers. So I think that's important to kind of get that feel. But when we got there, we really just came out to see what was going on. We had no idea what was about to transpire. Suddenly, we had been there for about an hour or so and went to the big camp. There's camps on either side of the Cannonball River, and this march began. And that's when the confrontation took place.
Stick around, folks, because the second part of the Tony Bender interview describing what took place during the protest will resume after this break. And once again, we're talking with Tony Bender, author, columnist, and the owner and publisher of the Wishick Star and the Ashley Tribune. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted best real estate agent by the firm of Fargo Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
Welcome back to the Kids in Capitalism KidCast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis. On today's KidCast, we talk with North Dakota Secretary of State Al Jagger. Why should somebody file a company name with the state?
Well, first of all, it's a requirement of state law that anyone who operates a business under a name other than their own personal name needs to file it as a trade name with our office, and that's to disclose who they are, and so it's a requirement of law. And also, if they decide then to file as a corporation or a limited liability company or limited liability partnership, that name needs to be registered as well. So it's a requirement of state law.
Can kids have a job
or a business, or do you have to be an adult?
Well, a kid is able to file a trade name, but however, because they're not yet 18 years of age, they do need an adult to co-sign. As far as any other type of business, because you don't become an adult for business reasons until you're 18, you have to wait till 18. But that doesn't stop somebody that is young from actually starting a business. They just need an adult to participate with them until they're 18.
What was your first job and how old were you?
My first job was I was a paper boy. I was in junior high school, and I would have been about 11, 12 years old, and I did that for about 3 years.
Did you ever own your own business? What was it?
Yes, I did. I was a real estate broker in Fargo, North Dakota, and I had my own business for several years as a real estate broker, and that's what I did.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You're welcome.
To listen to the entire KidCast with North Dakota Secretary of State Al Jagger, visit kidsincapitalism.com.
I'm gonna be me. I don't need nobody.
From the entire cast at Kids in Capitalism, thank you for listening to our podcast. I'm your multimedia kidtrepreneur, Otis, asking you to keep calm and capitalism on.
Nobody to tell me if I remind them of Charlie Sheen. I don't need nobody to tell me if I'm a causing a scene. 'Cause I'm gonna be me. I'm gonna be me.
Kids and Capitalism. I'm